We're up to Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the middle of the Yomid. Kati Honi Mila, yeah? So we have three psukim. One that says that as soon as, she goes to the mikveh, as soon as a person goes to the mikveh, he can eat some kachin. Second pasuk says that after he goes to the mikveh and nightfall, he can eat different kachin. And the third pasuk says that only after they bring a korban, then they can eat kachin. So the Gemara says the first one is by Meiser. Meiser allowed to eat even a tvul yom. In other words, he went to the mikveh, even though the day hasn't finished, can eat Meiser immediately after going to the mikveh. Truma, you can only eat after Harav Shemesh. And kachin, korbanos, only after you bring the korban. Chusar Kippurim can't eat kachin. Samara says, "Vakati honey mila hechid la bar kapora." Maybe the pasuk that says that you're allowed to eat truma, bo hashemesh v'tahir, that you can eat truma immediately after nightfall, but doesn't have to wait till you bring a korban, is talking by people who don't have a korban. So where there is no korban, then you can eat truma immediately at nightfall. But where there is a korban, maybe you have to wait till there's a korban. Maybe where there is a, since the pasuk we said that refers to truma is talking about a zav ben shneirios or a metzora musker, neither of them have to bring a korban. It's that pasuk that says ubo hashemesh v'taher, that after nightfall he can eat, but that's because there is no korban. What would be if there would be a korban? Then maybe truma also you'd have to wait till bringing the korban. Om Rabbaya, Trey Kroik Sivi, be Yoledes. No, there's two psukim by a Yoledes. One that says she can eat Kodshim immediately after she's Tovel and the first sunset. And the other one that says that she can't eat Kodshim until she brings her Korbanos. Okay? Ad Mila'os Yimei Tahara, Kivin Shemalu Yimei Tahara, she can already eat. It says Ad Mila'os Yimei Tahara. So she's considered a tvul yom aruch. What happens like this: the woman, let's say she had a boy, so she's tame for 7 days like a nida, and after the 7 days she goes to the mikveh, but she's still not tahor completely, right? Because she's called a tvul yom aruch. From the time she goes to the mikveh on the seventh day until the 40th day, she is basically tame. She can't eat truma. On the 40th day, that night, she's already finished with her 40 days of tuma. See, her husband is also an Indian of tahar over here, but she's finished with with her days of tuma. The next day, the 41st day, she brings her korbanos. So it says until her days of tahar are finished, she can't eat truma. But when her days of tahara are finished, then she could eat kachin. Ad yimalo, she made tahara. So that means that after her tvul yom, long tvul yom of 33 days is over, she can immediately eat some kind of kachin, right, and not have to wait till the next day when she brings her korbanos. That's one pasuk. Uksi v'chiper oleh hakohen v'taheru. The other pasuk says that the Kohen will bring her korbanos, and then she'll be tahar, and she'll be allowed to eat kodshim. So which is it? Right? Is she allowed to eat kodshim before she brings her korbanos, only after brings the korbanos? Ha-ketzat, kan the truma, kan the kodshim. Must be that one is for truma, and one's for kodshim. Truma she can eat immediately at nightfall of the 41st day, and kodshim she can't eat until she brings her korbanos on the 41st day. Rashi. Aval heicho de bar kapor vakati eimo honey mile de sogi bahar of shemesh letruma heicho de la bar kaporahu. Maybe the pasuk that says that you're allowed to eat truma immediately at nightfall and don't have to wait for a korban is only where there is no korban. The ha amris bezov al shtei riyos umetzora musker mishtoi kra, because you said the pasuk that says that you're allowed to eat truma at nightfall is talking where there is no carbon. That's how you brought a raya, that you don't have to wait for the carbon because you see you're allowed to eat immediately at nightfall. because it's talking about a Zov who only had two Rias where there's no carbon, or a Metzora who's only Muskar and not Muchlet where there's also only no carbon. So we only have a Raya that you're allowed to eat Truma at nightfall where there is no carbon. But maybe where there is a carbon, you have to wait for the carbon. Shemesh. Shmuel says, no, you can't say that. Why? Because there's two psukim by a Yoledes. One that says she can eat some kind of kodesh when she finishes her days of tahara before she brings her carbon, and the other pasuk that says she has to wait till she has to bring the carbon. So obviously, one must be talking about truma and one about kodesh. Trei kroik sivid be Yoledes, the bas kapara. And it can't be talking about meiser, because we already have a pasuk of meiser, you don't have to wait until nightfall. So Meiser's out of the question. It's either Truma or Karbanos. So one must be talking about Truma, one Karbanos. Mustaber, the one that says nightfall is Truma, and the one that says the carbon is Legabi Karbanos. We'll see in 1 second more, it says maybe the opposite. Trei Kroik Sigil the Yoledes, the Bas Kapora. Yoledes has to bring a carbon. So there, and in there, if it says that Truma you can eat by nightfall, it means even where there is a carbon, Truma you can eat already by nightfall before the carbon. What are her days? 40 days for a Zohar and 80 days for an Akeva. Tahara. Vahu Harav Shemesh Allah. That's called Harav Shemesh. She's called a Tvul Yom Aruch. Tvulas Yom Aruch. Right? She goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, but her sunset is not till 40 days later, till 33 days later, or 73 days later, right, because that whole time is her period of tumah. But Lagabi, her husband, will see she has, if she sees dam during that time, she, what's it called, she's mutter to her husband, that's dam tahar, but she still has a din of a tvulas yom Lagabi tumah till, what's it called, till the 80th day or the 40th day for a zachar. Mishas tvila l'sof shiva l'zachar u'shvuayim l'nekeva ad or havos korban haseha l'yom machar he nikreish tfulas yom orach meseches nida dum yedachol mechusrei kapora nikroim tful yom orach mishas tvilasam ad harav shemesh to le'el havos korban haseha l'machras till from the time that they go to the mikvah, which here is the 7th day or the 14th day for nekeva, until the night before she can bring her korban, it's like one tvul yom. She has a din of a tvul yom, and even though she's tamei legabe tvul yom, that doesn't make her osur to her husband. So as long as she went to the mikveh and that dam stopped, and now she sees dam any time during the 33 days for a zohar or the 66 days for an akeva, she doesn't become osur to her husband. That's called dam tohar minator. This man hazeh, we're not knowing to be machshiv dam tohar, and we consider everything tamei. So this is not relevant halachically today, but minatora, any dam she sees from during those 33 days or during those 66 days, she's mutter to her husband. She's still tameh. She's tameh like a tful yom, so she can't eat truma. Right? Achinami have itfulas yom aruch mishas tvila at sof yomei havos karmen al secha. So Mara says. So one pasuk says immediately after the sun sets, on the 40th day or the 80th day, she's allowed to eat some kind of kachim. And the other pasuk says, until she brings her karbana, she can't eat kachim. Kan l'truma b'harif shemesh. So the first pasuk is talking about truma. Memela, we know that even where there is a korban, a truma you're allowed to eat b'harif shemesh before the karbanas, because that's what it's talking about. The lekala meimer kan l'maiser b'harif shemesh. You can't say, well, maybe that pasuk is talking about maiser. And both truma and kachim you can't eat till you bring the korban. No, the ha amrim la'el ha rachat star. By meister, we have a pasuk b'feirish that says, and one pasuk that says that as soon as you go to the mikvah you can eat. So that's talking about meister. So meister doesn't need harav shemesh. The lo boy harav shemesh. Uliyin tful yom mali bar kapora mali la bar kapora. And the meister gabi a tful yom. What difference does it make if you're a bar kapora or not? If a tvul yom is mutter, even before the sun sets, you're surely allowed to eat before the carbon. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, so the Gemara says the epuch, right? I know, maybe no, maybe it's truma you can't eat till you bring the carbon and kachim. All we know is that something you could eat at nightfall, and something you have to wait till the next day when you bring the korban. Maybe that something that you can eat immediately is kodshim, and the something you can't eat till the korban is truma. How do I know that it's the opposite? Where it says mistabra kodesh chomer, because kodesh is more chomer than truma. And how so? Shekain pigul. Let's see if we can get all of these. Pigul noser korban. What's the ayin? Well, she doesn't say it here. Let's see it over here. 1 second. The ayin is get it. 1 second. Here it is. Pigul noser korban. Okay. The pigul and noser apply to a korbanos and not to truma. Right, pigul is where you shech the carbon with the intention of, or you zorik the dam, or you molich the dam, right? With the or makabel the dam, one of the four avodos, with the intention of either making the emurim later than you're supposed to, or eating the basar later than you're supposed to, right? By a shlomim, you have intention to eat the basar the third day. Or to what's it called? Make the emurim the day after, which is more than its time. That's called pigul. And as soon as you have that machshava, the kohen has that machshava, the carbon is possible immediately, not on the third day. It's possible immediately. What if you leave over to the third day? That's called noser. But pigul, the whole carbon is chayiv koris. That's called pigul. Noser is where you leave it over. You're not allowed to eat what's left over more than the time the Torah prescribes. That's noser. That doesn't apply by truma. There's no such thing as pigul or noser by truma. And it's called a carbon, that you bring it inside the azara. Masha'in came, what's it called? Truma doesn't go into the azara. The yeshbo me'ila, the ayin is me'ila. The ayin, okay? That if somebody's nehenna from korbanos, b'shogeg, he has to bring a carbon me'ila. Mashiach, there's no korban if you're nehenna mitruma b'shogeg. You have to bring a chomesh and pay back the truma, but there's no korban. And if you eat a bituma saguf, you're chayiv kores. If you're tamei, right, then you're, what's it called, then you eat korbanos, you're chayiv kores. And it's asur la'onin. And an onin is not allowed to eat korbanos, but an oni is allowed to eat truma. And if you eat truma bituma saguf, you're, what's it called, not chayiv kores. You only chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. That's all. Not kares. And there's no mi'ilo. Can we say all this right? Gemara says, so therefore, since karbanos have all these chumras, mistama the pasuk that's machmir, that says that you have to wait till after you bring the karban to eat. And that's talking about karbanos, not truma. And the one that says you're allowed to eat it immediately at nightfall is talking about truma. Gemara says, adarab. Truma chamura. There are certain ways that truma is more chomer than a carbon. Shekain machpaz, right? Machpaz is, we had this already a few times, that what's it called? It's miso videi shamayim. Here the Gemara says miso is more chomer than kares. And yuchayv achomesh, that if you eat it, what's it called? Zor eats truma. He has to pay back, b'shoge, he has to pay back the truma plus a chomesh. But by what's it called, the czar that eats karbanos doesn't have to pay back a chomesh, and it doesn't have pidyon. You can't be pulled that truma, that the chedusha should be chal on something else, right? But kodshim, there's ways of being pulled that kodshim, that the kedusha should be chal on something else, and this loses its kedusha, and it's also the czarim, and truma is also the czarim. But there are karbanos that are mutter to a czar, like kodshim kalim. That a czar is allowed to eat part of the carbon. But nobody, no czar could ever eat any truma. So in those respects, truma is more chomer than kodshim. Where it says hanach matisha. No, there's more chumras by carbon, right? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and there's only four. It's four against 6 to 4. So therefore, hanach matisha. Rava amar below hanach matisha, la motzi amris. Now, even if it wouldn't be that there's more chumras by korbanos than truma, there still would be what's it called karbanos or more chomer. Why? Amar kra the chiper aleha koin v'tohera nechlau shehi tameya. Okay, It says the chiper aleha kohen v'tohera mamish, until the carbon she was still tamed. There was some tumah on her, right? The isol kadaitich b'kodshim, if you hold it by kodshim, she could eat the night before. That means she could eat when she was tamed, right? Ikri kan v'habosra sheiga b'chol tamed lo yoyochel. Any tumah asers kodshim. Tosa says you should have brought a pasuk. We're not talking about where the thing is tamed. We're talking about a person's tamed. Should have brought a pasuk. The tumasu alav nichrasa, any tumor. So Tosa says he wanted to show me even if the thing is tummy and you're not tummy. So if you're even a little bit tummy, you'll make the thing tummy. Even that, any kind of tumor prevents you from eating kachim. It's also to eat. So since it says any kind of tumor, if the Torah here said before you bring the carbon, you have a din of some kind of tumor, how in the world could you eat a carbon? No, any level of tuma prevents you from eating a carbon. So how could you eat a carbon? Mashenki by truma, right? You could still be a little tamei, but it doesn't say anywhere by truma that no tamei could eat truma. So there are levels of tuma that maybe you could eat truma too. Yalla shema mino abit truma, so my truma. Rashi, michlal shehit meya ad hashta, till that she brings the carbon, she still has a certain level of tuma. The isol gadait the kro kamod the shori lemechel miursa bekachim. If you hold the first pasuk that says you're allowed to eat before you bring the carbon, it's talking by kachim. Kori kan v'abosar sheiga b'chol tamei lo yeochel. The high mechusar kipurim tamei mikri. A mechusar kipurim is called tamei, and the Torah says there's no way that any tamei could eat kachim, or any kachim that's tamei could be eaten. To the siva Torah mechlal sheit meya. Maskif. Another more goes that later. Maskit lor of sheisha bar raviri. Umi matzis amris truma ksivaha. Right? How can you say that this pasuk is talking by truma? By yoledes, right? For Tanya, we have a brisa that says the following. Dabro b'nei Israel, right? Isha ki sazria. This is the parsha of yoledes. So the brisa darshans the pasuk like this. Dabro b'nei Israel. Ain li ela b'nei Yisrael. Gioris, the shivcha meshukreris menayim. How do you know that a Gioris, who wasn't a born Jewess, or a shivcha meshukreris, same thing, she's also like a Gioris, right? A shivcha kananis, who was let free, who now has a din of a Jew. Menayim, how do you know that she's also t'mei aleva? Maybe isha kisazriya daber b'nei Yisrael. Only full-fledged Jews, not Jews who weren't Jews to begin with. Talmud Lomar, isha. Right, it says Isha Kisazriya, anyone who's Jewish. Okay. So now even though she wasn't Jewish to begin with, she also is Tomei Leda. The Isol Kadaitich Bitruma, Gioris the Shivcha, Benos Mechel Truma Ninu. If you'll say that this pasuk is talking by Truma, right, that and now the end says, right, that the Tohera, right, what's it called? The Admalos Yimei Tahara is part of that parsha. It's talking about eating truma. There's no way that a gioris or a shivcha mishukreris could eat truma. No possible way she could ever eat truma, because a gioris and a mishukreris were apostle to truma. They're also to a kohen. According to this, what's it called? You have to say that it's even talking about a gioris less than 3 years old. We had a machlokus before. This brisa goes according to the Man Yomer, who says that a gioris, no matter what, even if she was megayer less than 3 years old, is also to a kohen. So if they married a Kohen, the only way they could eat Truma is if they married a Kohen. They obviously can't be a Bas Kohen and be a Gioris and a Mishukreris, right? I mean, she could be the daughter of a priest, but not daughter of a Kohen, right? So, Lamaisa, what's it called? She can't be a Gioris or Mishukreris to be a Bas Kohen. So, Elamai, how could she eat Truma? She marries a Kohen. But she can't marry a Kohen because she's awesome. If she marries a Kohen, she becomes a Chalola, right? So Mamela, what's it called? There's no way that a Gioris or Meshukreris could eat Truma. How could you say, therefore, this parsha refers to Truma when it's talking even about a Gioris and a Meshukreris, and they're not allowed to eat Truma? So how could you say this parsha Bechlal is talking about Truma? Rashi. El B'nei Yisrael Isha Kisazriya Ein Li El B'nos Yisrael Metamos B'leido. Only full-fledged born Jews. How do I know even a Gioris and a Meshukreris? So it says Isha. So L'chora, this pasuk, what's it called, can't be talking about a about Truma. Okay, to be continued. We'll see on Sunday how it could be looked at. The what? So? Ah, it's still a chumra because still tumma. I mean, when I'm saying it's still tumma, but it's mut, that special halacha that tumma is hutra, right? But no, but it's not hutra to eat. You can never eat kachin. You can only bring the korban. The only korban you could bring and eat the tumma is korban pesach. Because the ikar is brother. Any other korbanos you can't eat the tumma. We're up to ayin dalet amud aleph at the bottom. The chol hatnayim. We're up to now the second and third word of the Mishnah. That all the tmeim. Ha'oril v'chol ha'tmeim lo yochlu b'truma. So now we're up to the second and third word. V'chol ha'tmeim. Minoni mile. How do you know that a tamei can't eat truma? Omer Rabbi Yochanan mishumer b'shmael omer kra. Ish ish mizera aron v'hu tzorua uzov. So it says lo yochal min hakadoshim. So a person who's mizera shel aron, who is a tzorua or a zov or any other tuma, can't eat kodshim. Ezeu dover sheshava bizaro shel aron. What is something that a kohen can eat, and it's equal to all of all the offspring of a kohen. His daughters, his sons, everybody is equal in this thing, right? That's what Harvey Omer is a truma, right? Because kodshim, can only be eaten, by zichrei kohuna, right? The males of a kohen, okay? So Rashi, bizarro shel aron bischarim unikevos. The ilu kodshe kadoshim hanitonim lekohanim ein necholim elazichrei kohuna, right? And kodshim kalim, what's it called? The chor are eaten even by zorim, not only by kohanim. The part of the bialim, anybody can eat it. So what is something that is only for kohanim, but for all zera kohanim? That's truma. Where says the name of the chazi v'shok? No, by shlomim, the women can also eat chazei v'shok. Hamurim mahem ki yotzi bohem, shamurim ne'achol lekohanim l'nesheyem l'vneyem l'vnoseyem. That which you take out of the shlomim that goes to the kohen, the chazei v'shok, can be eaten by nekevus too. So maybe it's talking about chazei v'shok. That's where a tomei can eat, but truma tomei could eat. Mara says no, ain't a bechozeres. No, a woman who was the daughter of a kohen, married to Yisrael, and she has children from the Yisrael, doesn't go back to eat truma. So it's not shove to all the progeny of a kohen. Mara says truma nomi ain't a bechalola. Truma also is possible for the zera of a kohen not to be able to eat truma if she's a chalola, right? So she lived with somebody who's also to her. So she's not allowed to eat truma. And she is Zera Shel Kohen. And still she can't eat truma. Or it says, Chalol, Lav Zara the Aroni. That's not called Zera Aron. She's Mechulal. So even though biologically she is the daughter of a Kohen, she's no longer connected to the Kohuna. So that's not called Zara Shel Aron. Rashi. Maybe that's where the Torah said that a tamei can't eat, only kachim, but not what's it called, not truma. Maybe truma could. Lesser bechozeres bas kohen almona miYisrael the zera ein la the omer v'perek almona kashi chozeres chozeres the truma vein chozeres lechazei v'shok. See, what's it called? It's talking about a bas kohen who doesn't have children. So she goes back to eat truma from her father. But she doesn't eat chazei v'shok. So a chozeres could eat truma but can't eat chazei v'shok. So it's not shove b'chol zaro shalaro. And therefore, what's it called? Can't be talking about kodesh. It must be talking about truma. Now the Gemara says, okay, now we know what it's talking. It's about truma. Maybe how do we know that you can eat truma after Harav Shemesh? Maybe you can't eat truma until after you bring your carbon. If it's talking about a Tameh who has to bring a carbon, like a Zav who saw three times, so the halacha is that he can't eat kodshim until he brings his karbanos. He's Tamei for till he has Shiva Nekiyim, and after the Shiva Nekiyim he goes to the mikvah, then he has Harav Shemesh, and the next day he brings his karbanos. So at what point can he eat truma? So the halacha is he can eat truma already the night before he brings his karbanos, because he's tar. He can't eat kodshim until the next day after he brings his karbanos. How do I know that? The Gemara says, maybe truma also, you can't eat until after you bring your karbanos by a mechusar kippurim. Gemara says, lo soka daita, can't be. Yitana devei Rabbi Shmuel, bezov bal shtei rios uve metzora muzgar akosu medaber, dumya the tumi nefesh. No, this pasuk, ish ki yazov o tzorua, right, can't eat min hakadoshim, which we're saying now is truma, because that's shava b'chol zaro shel aron. So it's as if it would say a zav and a metzora can't eat truma, right? Ad asher yitar. So ad asher yitar means until he goes to the mikvah and the sun sets. How do I know it doesn't mean until he brings his korban? Because this pasuk compares zav and metzora to a tamei nefesh. A tamei nefesh doesn't have to bring a korban. Okay, he goes to the mikvah and he has hazor, whatever. Or tamei nefesh is a person who touched somebody who was tamei neis. So he's tamei for that day, and he goes to the mikvah and he's tar after harav shemesh. He can eat truma. So too, a zav and a metzora over here are talking about a zav and metzora don't have to bring a korban. A zav of two re'ils, he only saw twice, so he's tamei. He has to have shiva nekiyim, goes to the mikvah, and that night becomes tahar for truma. He doesn't have to bring any karbanos. Only when you have three rios do you have to bring a karban. And there's no, that's what Gemara says, ain bein zav bal shtei rios. We had Megillah, the zav bal shalosh rios el a karban. Only the thing is different is a karban. Otherwise, the tumah is the same. And the same thing in a metzora. Metzora is talking where he's musker, not muchlat. Where the metzora became a muchlat and then he becomes tahar, he has to bring a karban. Where the Metzora was never Mukhlat, he was Musker. And then he became Tahar from Hesker, he doesn't have to bring any carbon. So this Pasuk compares Metzora and Zav to a Tamei Nefesh. Just like a Tamei Nefesh doesn't bring any carbon to become Tahar, so this talking about a Zav and a Metzora who don't have to bring carbonos. So Mamela can't say that in this Pasuk you have to wait till you bring a carbon, there is no carbon. Smart says, Matame nefesh to labar kapara hu haninami to labar ne kapara ninu. So see Rashi till here. Vilmimai the high adashi yitar ad the ovid harav shemesh, the sulo, and not more than that. The omar la'el mechusar kippurim mutar betruma. That it, even before he brings his carbon, he's allowed to eat truma, even though he's not allowed to eat kachin. So Mar says, because the pasuk's not talking about a somebody who's bringing a carbon. Zob bal shtei rios labar carbon hu. The Torah says two re'ios and calls him Tamei, and then it says three re'ios and calls him Tamei. So if he's Tamei already from two, why do I need the three? It must be two makes him Tamei just as if it would be three, but three adds on that he has to be a carbon. Shalosh the carbon. Umetzora musker nami lab bar carbon hu. Right, the difference between a mesora who never was muchlet latuma, but he was musker, he was set away for 7 days, right, and during those 7 days he is what's it called as a din of mesora musker, he's matame to a certain degree. And after that, the kohen comes and he sees the nega went away, so he's tar. So he doesn't have to bring, he doesn't have to shave his head and his body. He doesn't have to bring what's it called, the two birds and send one away and shecht one, and he doesn't have to bring the korbanos that the metzora brings. Nasha'en came, if he was muchlet, right? They made him vaday mutzora, and then he became tahor. Then he has to go through the whole process. Gemara says, okay, very nice. So this pasuk is not talking about somebody who has to bring a korban. So obviously, what's it called? He can eat truma right after Harav Shemesh. But what about somebody who has to bring a korban? Maybe the halacha is different. If you don't have to bring a korban, then you become tahar to eat truma immediately at nightfall. But if you're going to have to bring a korban, then maybe you can't eat truma till after you bring the korban. So in those places where you have to bring a korban, you can't eat truma till you bring the korban. Maybe therefore this pasuk tells me that somebody who's tameh, who doesn't bring a korban, can eat truma immediately after Harav Shemesh. But somebody who has to bring a korban, maybe he has to wait till after brings the korban. The su, and in addition, hodisnan, tovo va'ala ochel b'maisen, hair of shimshu ochel b'truma, hevi kapora ochel b'kotchim minola. How do we know this halacha, that by meiser you can eat right after you go to the mikvah, even before nightfall? Truma, you have to wait for nightfall. And kachim, you have to wait, in those cases where you bring a carbon, till you bring the carbon. How do you know that? That there's this differentiation between meiser, truma, and kachim. Omar Rava, Omar Adchista, Talta Kroiksiv. There's three psukim. Ksiv, below Yochal Min HaKodshim, Kim Rochat B'sorah B'mayim. Horochat start. One pasuk says that you can't eat something kosher. Kadoshim over here doesn't mean korbanos. It means something holy. We'll see, it means maisa. You can't eat something holy until you go to the mikvah. But after you went to the mikvah, even though the sun didn't set, right away you can eat it. That's one pasuk. Uksiv, ubo ha-shemesh v'toher v'achar yochal min ha-kadoshim. Another pasuk says that after sunset, in other words, when it gets dark, that's when you can eat something holy. So here it says you can eat it even before sunset. Here it says you have to wait till after sunset. Obviously talking about two different kinds of holy things, two different kosher. Uksiv, another pasuk says, v'chipur aleha kohen v'tohera. Only after the kohen brings her carbon by Yoledes, is she tahar, and then she can eat something else that's holy. So one pasuk says right after the mikvah you can eat. One pasuk says you have to wait till it gets dark. And one pasuk says you have to wait till you bring your carbon. So what's it talking about? Right, okay, so kan l'maiser, the first pasuk is talking about maiser. Immediately go to the mikvah, you can eat maiser. Kan the truma, the second pasuk that says that you have to wait till Harav Shemesh is talking about truma. Kan the kadoshim, and the third pasuk, which says that only after she brings the carbon is she considered tar to eat kadoshim. That's talking about karbanos. Gemara says the epochana, maybe the opposite, maybe the more chomer pasuk is talking about truma, not about what's it called, not about kadoshim. Mistabet truma difa, right? Maybe the pasuk that says you can eat kodshim right after the mikvah is talking about truma, and the one that says you have to wait till Harav Shem is talking about maisim. Where it says no, mistabra truma difa, truma is more chomer than maisir, and therefore you have to wait longer for truma than for maisir. Why? Shekein machpaz nashi second. Maybe that pasuk is talking about somebody who doesn't have to bring a korban. Then by truma you only have to wait till Harav Shemesh. But if you have to bring a korban, you have to wait till after you bring the korban. Maybe that's the pshat. Kigon zo bal sholosh b'yos u'metzora muchlet. So Mara says that truma has the chumra of machpaz. Machpaz is misa, that you chayiv misa if you eat truma betuma. The ches is right, you have to pay a chomesh, right, find it over here. Right. If you're chayav misa b'day shemayim, if you eat it b'tumas aguf, you have to, what's it called, a zor who eats truma b'shogeg has to add a fifth when he pays back the truma that he ate. It doesn't have pidyon. You can't be pulled the truma, but maisa you can. And by maisa there is no chomesh. If you eat maisa the iser, there's no iser. And maisa is also the zor, and truma is also the zar. But maisa, the zor can eat it. I don't know if everybody eats their maisa sheni in Yerushalayim. So that's machpaz. So adarav, maiser adifa, shekain hadas tav. Right? Maiser has a chumra of hey dalid samach tesbeis. Here Rashi says what it is. Hadas tav, havos mokov. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Mashenkin truma, you can eat everywhere. And vidui. And you have to say vidui on maiser, biarti hakodesh min habayis. And osur laonim. And it's osur to an onim. Right? And ulavayir mimenu betuma. And you're not allowed to use it as fuel, even if it's tameh. The ochlo betumas atzmo, and if you're tameh, you're allowed to eat it, as long as the meiser is not tameh. No, the ochlo betumas atzmo loken. And if you eat it when you're tameh, you get malchus. Mashenkin truma is only in Yisrasei, like we learned. The chayiv bebir, and you have to be mavirit. You have to, what's it called, get rid of it at the end of the third year and make sure it's given out. Mashenkin truma is not like that. Mara says, "Afilu hachi misa adifa." The fact that this one's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim outweighs all the other chumras of misa. Rava Omar below misa adifa, nami lo motzis amras. Even without that svara, that misa outweighs all the other chumras, you can't say it, right? Because Omar kra nefesh, right? Says nefesh. The pasuk says the pasuk that's talking about what's it called. The rochatz besoro b'mayim, the tahir says the nefesh ki yeh tameh. What thing applies? Eizeh odor v'sheshova b'chol nefesh. Something that applies to all nefashos equally. Have yomer z'maiser. Anybody can eat maiser, but truma is only for kohanim. It's not nefesh. Can't be a generic nefesh that became tameh can't eat truma because not every nefesh can eat truma altogether. But every nefesh can eat maiser. Rashi. Omar krod nefesh, bikrod dechiyim rochatz besorok, shiv nefesh kisiga bechol dover tameh. And then the end of the pasuk is go to the mikveh and become tar, that you can eat right away after going to the mikveh. That pasuk can't be talking about truma. Why? Alma krod kamo b'maiser mishtoi. Must be talking about maiser because it wouldn't refer to a nefesh that then could eat whatever we're talking about, because not every nefesh can eat truma. Only every nefesh can eat maaser. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. The end of this sugya is on the next next omelet at the bottom. So by Sunday, I think it will be the next sugya is Pitzua Daka.